Mr. President, firstly, congratulations on winning the elections. First off, what would you say to allegations that this election has been stolen?
I think that absolutely no basis. Nothing whatsoever.
You said that you will be hitting the ground running. What will your priorities be as soon as you take over?
We're going to do things as soon as possible. Priority areas to turn the economy around. That's why. And then I talk things about employment for the youth. We're just going to start now, and some are short-term, some are long-term.
Now, you and other party officials faced treason charges. Now, the tendency in Africa and also in other parts of the world is vengeance. Should people be worried?
They're frivolous charges, Mickey Mouse charges. They're political, as you know. I don't think anybody took them seriously. But that's politics. But revenge, no.
Malawi has been dogged by corruption scandals in the past. Can you promise a clean slate?
But now that I'm president, now that I've sworn to protect and defend the laws of this country, that's my job, and the Constitution, we'll look at it. The investigations will continue. I think we owe it to the people, but also it's my responsibility as head of state.
How do you plan on expanding the country's economy? 40% of the national budget comes from donors. Surely the country should move away from donor dependency.
I'm a friend of private capital, both domestic and international. That's why I chose a running mate from the business sector, who was not even politics. And that's a signal that I want the private sector, both domestic and international, to play a key role in the economic management of this country.
People always measure you on your brother's record, the late Bingu Mutharika. Would you say that you are your own man?
Yes, of course. I'm my own man. I think you'll see how we run this campaign. Some of the policies my brother DPP had in the manifesto, of course they'll continue, like food security, for example, moving away from red trade agriculture, green belts, those kinds of rural development, empowerment of women. They'll continue, but the decisions will be different.
Mr. President, thank you very much for joining us on BBC
thank
World
you.
News.
Thank you.